So now we'd like to take you into a meditation. So set your stuff down, get yourself comfortable, put yourself into a place in which you are comfortable as you can get. Hopefully it's not a place where you're going to fall asleep. So if you tend to lie on the floor on your back and you have a tendency to fall asleep during meditations, that may not be the best position to be in right now. So letting yourself be comfortable as you can, relaxing as much as you can while still maintaining your position. Let yourself begin to take a gentle, gentle breath in. And then when you breathe out, you just let it drop out like this. You breathe in quietly, and then out is like this. In. Now, we're exaggerating it, actually. You just feel as if everything is relaxing. Everything is just falling into relaxation. It's like a drop. Okay, then you breathe in, and the next drop is... And just let yourself do this for a few breaths. Because every time you drop into the relaxation breath, you're activating your parasympathetic nervous system, which will enable you to access the inner dimensions of yourself more easily. That's good. Close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, imagine it's like a curtain being pulled across your eyes. And you're behind the curtain in your own place, quiet in your space. In a sense, you're almost hidden behind your eyelids, safe, quiet. Let yourself find your center. Whatever that would mean to you, it could be your tantien, it could be your center line. The center channel with all the chakras on it. It just could be a sense of you, a spot, some kind of location in your psyche, not even physical, in where you are you. A familiar, comfortable, safe place of you being you. And let yourself be. Let yourself relax. In this center, in your quiet, behind the curtain of your eyelids. Now, through your life, you've been having adventures, learning things, creating things, loving, touching, healing, dreaming, imagining, creating, manifesting. Learning, growing, expanding. All of this, your spiritual path. But you have had an antagonist, a special antagonist to your motivation, to your true motivation. That slave driver that through your mind talk created emotional states to urge you, to push you, to make what could be fun a drudgery. But you have a higher motivation, dear one. When you chose to come here, you chose to express these three channels. You chose to return, to awaken find your path. Follow your calling. Heed the call of your soul. Energize your mission, your purpose with spirit. And return, the journey of return to infinite acceptance and love, infinite belonging. This return, to return home to God, God is all that is, to the oneness, to the peace, and the beauty, and the truth of you, filled with kindness and goodness and love. You've been separate for so long, dear one, spending so many lifetimes alone, trying to find your way. But this lifetime, this is your time. This lifetime, you can make a big leap, a big jump on your path by finding this path of return consciously and through your choice to be free, to love and be loved, to follow your path, to trust the support and love of God, God is all that is, through your spiritual team, your guides, your higher self, your future self, and those so many who love you. You never walk alone. They are with you every moment. And they would like to support you. They would like, oh, they would like so much to provide you with the magic that you so ardently desire. But your mind got distracted by things, obtaining things. Your mind got distracted by duties and obligations. Your mind got so distracted by cultural teachings on how to achieve success that all had to do with ego, image, and with the motivation others, the collective, has given you. But now you find yourself here ready to go. Relaxed, ready to go. So let yourself feel. Just imagine that you're floating through a sky filled with stars. It could be a day sky, but you're used to seeing all those stars at night, hundreds, thousands of sparkling stars filling the sky. Let yourself imagine that you're floating through this sky, and all those stars love you. It's because there's the sparks of light. These sparks are your friends, your spiritual family, your team, angels, guides, masters of all times, healers, shamans, poets, beautiful beings, all shining their light for you, witnessing you, loving you, supporting you. Let yourself imagine what that would feel like. And just imagine that for a moment, just for a moment, imagine that it's true and real. Open up. Let yourself feel it. feel your urge to reconnect with the divine. Feel your desire to be loved and to love, to be free and safe. And as you feel this urge, this ancient motivation, some of the stars come out of their position and come together and form a big ball of stars that together send a beam of beautiful, iridescent, shimmering light, a beautiful green, perhaps a spring green, maybe a forest green or blue green, whichever is your favorite shade of green. Let this beautiful, radiant, shining light come to you from that ball of stars, which is how we show ourselves. And let that light become like a column of light and surround you, dear one. Surround you, all wrap around you. Absorb into you. You're safe. Let yourself receive our love, our support, our healing. Let us love, touch, and heal you. Let us dream and imagine with you and for you, to manifest with you a beautiful, free, empowered, loving, and safe life. Safe in the sense of trusting yourself. Safe in the sense of knowing you are returning to the divine. That all will support you. Your universe will support you. It's friendly for you. And floating in this light, in this love, let your imagination bring forth an image of a beautiful place, a place that is in some mountain somewhere, but there are forests. Perhaps there's some rocks and some trees. But there is a flat area, a circle, maybe 30 feet in diameter, perfect circle, flat, smooth, bare, a sacred place, and let yourself land there. Just gently your feet land inside the circle somewhere. And you've spent a lot of your life, as you think about it, fighting, resisting the slave driver, rebelling against the slave driver, escaping from the slave driver, forgetting your own motivation, or whipping up fantasies and thinking, oh, this is a great idea to motivate yourself only to find the motivation fading and the slave driver once again asserting the fear and the guilt, pushing you, driving you. You're behind. Hurry up. Keep going. Push through the pain. Onward. More, more. Just thinking of it is enough to make you feel just a little bit unpleasant, a little sick perhaps. And as you recognize that you're not feeling that good, the energy of that is just, ooh, it's not good at all. Ah, it's so familiar, but it's so unpleasant at the same time. And then you notice, standing just outside the circle, is your personified slave driver. He or she has come. Has come to do their thing. To get you away from the sacred, back into the burdens, back into the track of doing. Observe it. It's outside the circle. You're inside the circle of protection. Just observe it. How does it look? Imagine. Imagine your slave driver there. What kind of expression does it have? What gender is it? How big is it? What does it wear? Is it similar to one of your parents? Or is it more like an ogre of some sort? Just notice it at first. And the slave driver begins to speak. You installed me. I have a job to do. You gave me to do. Stop wasting your time. Get back on your success track. If you don't get going, if you don't keep moving towards your goal, you'll never reach them. You'll be a failure. You'll be an outcast. You'll be poor and broke and sick and old and ugly. Or maybe you're not doing enough good for others. You're not meditating enough. You're not doing enough yoga. You're not exercising enough. You're not taking care of yourself good enough. You're not doing your mission for the world. You haven't changed the world yet. You haven't done enough for others. You're being selfish. You need to step forward and be the spiritual person, the good person you know you're supposed to be. You need to keep focused on your duties and obligations. I'm here to remind you that if you don't do them correctly, if you don't keep at it and do them, bad things will happen. You can feel the fear, feel the guilt of your slave driver. Feel it working into you. Feel it twisting and distorting you. You've resisted this. You've run away. You've ignored. You've kowtowed only to crash. The challenge is here again. What are you going to do? But this time, you choose to honor yourself, value yourself, and so you say to this slave driver, that's enough. And as you do, you feel the fear. Feel it. Feel the fear down. Come on, let it sit with it. Feel the fear. The fear that the slave driver is throwing at you. Feel it. Feel the fear. Just the fear itself, not all the scenarios of the fear, just the fear itself. Feel this fear. Just sit with the fear. Don't analyze it. Don't imagine, don't think about it. Just feel it. For a few seconds, feel the fear. All right, okay, you're feeling the fear. Feeling the fear, just feeling the fear. That's all you're aware of is this fear. And now watch. The fear is a fake fear that your slave driver sent you. The fear dissolves just by being with it. Just feel it and watch it. Just sense it. Just, okay, just ends all by itself. Oh, okay. Feel the guilt now. Just feel it. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Don't judge it. Don't think about the slave driver. Don't think about anything. Just feel the guilt. Just feel where it is in your body. Feel how it feels down deep. Feel the guilt. Guilt, 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 guilt. Just feel the guilt. Only guilt. Nothing else. Just feel the guilt. And if you'll stay with the guilt, watch how the guilt fades away. Because it's fake guilt. It's not real. It was used to manipulate you. No fear, and you have no fear now. No guilt from the slave driver. Just, if you feel any fear or guilt, just go back into it really strong, really focused there. Feel it until it dissolves again. And if it's dissolved, don't think. Just stay with the emptiness. Stay with the quiet. Stay with the peace. Nothing. Stay in the nothing. There's nothing going on. Just be with the emptiness. Just be. No thinking. Just feel the space. That's it. You may feel some anxiety. You're not used to feeling the space because there's an incredibly awesome freedom in this space. But just give yourself permission to go back now into that emptiness, into the space. It's safe. It's okay. Just be there for a few seconds. Come on. That's good. And with that space, you're connected back into who you are right now. You're free. You're a free being. Now empower yourself. Imagine that you can just, in your mind, reach out from the slave driver and pull all the power that you gave the slave driver back to yourself. Pull that power to you. Just imagine it, pulling it to you. You can imagine yourself reaching out, grabbing it in the air in front of the slave driver and pulling it to yourself and bringing it into your solar plexus. Power, you say, return to me. I gave you to the slave driver. It's time to return. I call you back. Power, return to me. Mentally, say with us. In your mind, power, return to me. Power that I gave you, slave driver, return to me now. Power, return to me. Keep bringing the power in until you see the slave driver to begin to dissolve or look like a deflated balloon or start to become dust, falling apart in some way. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Feel the power you gave the slave driver, huge power over your life. Feel it now in your solar plexus. You've brought it back in to your solar plexus, that space between your sternum and your navel, deep in there. Feel the power in there now. watch a slave driver dissolve. And as a slave driver dissolves, you make a new choice. Empowered choice. I hereby choose my own true motivation. I choose my unique and true motivation. And once again, you feel that motivation to have union with the divine. To return home to infinite love and belonging, to the oneness, to the union, to the ecstasy and bliss. The yearning for home. And then the motivation in your physical life. The motivation to be yourself, to love, touch, and heal. The motivation to imagine and desire and create and manifest things, beautiful things for you and those you love. And to learn, to be curious, to learn and grow and to become more. To own who you are as the divine being. To live a life of spiritual joy in this world. To be in the world, but not of the world. To hold your light and your resonance of the divine you. To radiate your love and compassion to all beings. As you have celebration and joy in living your life just the way you want to, with your unique temperament, with your unique choices. And you're looking out your life with this wonderful energy now that you have chosen. And you see your duties and obligations awaiting you. Let yourself dissolve the duties and obligations. Dissolve all the sense of duty. Dissolve all the sense of obligation for just a moment. You can always get it back later. But just dissolve it all right now. Release from your life all things that you are required to do that may be burdensome, stressful, repetitive and boring, duties and obligations that have taken up much of your time and your energy, such as to make money, such as to do errands, such as to take care of your health or other people's health, whatever it is. Just imagine it for just a moment now. Just imagine it all dissolved. You're still inside the magic circle. So it all just kind of floats away for just a moment. For just a moment. Or two or three. Let yourself feel free now. Free from all pressures, duties, obligations, all expectations from others. Free from authoritative demands. Free from dogmas. Free from limiting programs of how you as a man or you as a woman or you, however you are, must be or act or what others may think. Free yourself from all of this. Until you get to a place where you're sensing a great expanse. You can't really see it. You can just feel it. It's huge, like you're in this ginormous golden bubble. And in this golden bubble, descending in light, is your future you, the free, the empowered, the loving, future you, safe and grounded and trusting in the divine plan, on the path, fully on the path, loving, touching, healing, imagining, creating, manifesting, learning, growing, expanding self-image and becoming divine. This future self, free and flowing in the divine flow, supported and loved by all the guides and the team and all those beautiful beings who are in the stars that surround you. And this future you stands inside the circle with you. This future you sends you energies of incredible joy and celebration. Let yourself just feel the bubbles of love and joy sparkling out of them and hitting you, popping on you just like little bubbles. Pop, pop, pop. Free. You're so free. You naturally are drawn to this future you, radiant and shining, and filled with such beauty and such light. And you and your future you embrace. Feel their resonance. Feel their presence. It's so intense and so lovely. Just let yourself feel it. Feel it. Let them give you their love. Let yourself receive their love. And now, the embrace breaks up. The two of you stand there together. And now you look back at your life, now free of all duties and obligations, as if you're starting all over again from scratch. What would you like to put into your life now? What would you like to create? Don't go for money. Don't go for things. Go for feelings. Go for self-ownership. Go for value. Go for love. Go for truth, happiness. All the beautiful intangibles, all the light energies. Go for it. Imagine a life in the flow, free. Imagine what it'd be like to be completely free to do whatever you want, to feel empowered to do whatever you want, and even have the physical vitality and energy to follow through on anything that you do. What would it be like if you had no financial limitations whatsoever? What would you be doing? What would be fun? How would you celebrate your life? And what would you like to share with others? What gifts? What messages? Who are you now? Free, empowered, loving, radiant, on your path. Divine you. Who are you? The divine you. Feel it. Sense it. This is you without the slave driver, without the limitations of negative ego, without the limitations of the internal, parental, conscientious self, without the limitations of your objector, protector, without limitation, the full potential of you, the magic of you. Your motivation is true. And this motivation energizes and activates the highest magic of all. The magic of the flow on your spiritual path. The magic of your true will, your choice in this free will universe. The magic and synchronicities of opportunities and potentials in life. The magic has begun. Feel it. Claim it. It's yours. Feel that future you celebrating it. Feel that inside you now too. Feel the future you inside you. This is where you're going. This is your track. This is your path. Now remember what this feels like, because it's time now to return. To return to your earthly life. While you are in the return to your divine union. Return to your now self. Now, yes, the duties and obligations will return, but you can make the choice now with each one. You can choose every day. You can choose to do that which you have agreed to do. You can choose it and be in peace. You have the tools now to keep the slave driver from controlling you and commandeering you. And you have the readiness and the willingness now to open to imbibing and integrating your true motivation throughout your day. You have received a great blessing, and we and your team are with you, supporting you. You find yourself once again floating amongst the stars, feeling safe and loved. You find yourself once again back in your chair or in whatever position you have entered your body in to do this meditation. We are with you, dear one. You can call on us. When you remember us, you can step back into your power and to your choice. And you're going to go forth into your life now with a new energy, a new sense of yourself, a new sense of purpose. We have so enjoyed working with you. And we look forward to any time in the future that we can work with you again. Call on us. We're there in the stars. When you go to bed at night, float in the stars and we'll come and surround you in a beautiful light of your favorite color, perhaps, or a color that's appropriate to you. So knowing you're not alone, we are with you, and your team is with you. Allow yourself to open your eyes and come back into the presence of the environment and to give yourself some breaths. Maybe just, you know, touch your knees, rub your hands, get back in your body. You went way out there. All right, we wish you well. Have a wonderful, wonderful life. We surround you, dear ones, with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.